Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Your ass? I'll tell you what's up, buddy. Time for your history lesson.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, May 25th, 2001. Good enough for you? All right. Is that early enough in the past?
That's probably the most recent one you've ever done, ever.
You're going to like this. This is a twofer. So 2001, Eric Weinmeier, 32 of Golden, Colorado, became the first blind climber to reach the summit of Mount Everest. Also, Sherman Bull, 64 from Connecticut, became the oldest climber to reach the summit of Mount Everest. Doesn't that sound like the start of a joke? So a blind guy, an old guy, and a priest go up a mountain, right?
Go climb Mount Everest.
That's funny. Obviously, I don't think the blind record can be broken. I don't know if someone can be, well, no, I'm more blind than that guy. You know, right? Did more. Yeah,
what kind of stands, I think.
However, the oldest person record was broken in 2013. Mountaineer Yuichiro Murata was 80 when he got to the top of the mountain.
Okay, real quick question.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not taking anything away from the blind guy climbing Mount Everest. There's ain't no way ever that I could ever do it. And you know what? Congratulations before I say this. But
yeah.
Blind guy climb, isn't it just kind of like a, what, you know, climbing stairs or anything else? Like he can't see anything.
So you're saying, like, what's the point of going?
What's the point, but I mean, he could be climbing anything. He doesn't know he's climbing Mount Everest.
Oh, so you're saying, like, some guy gets him all set to go, and then they just take him on, like, one of those treadmills
keep going up. Like,
one of those stair-stepper machines, like, woo!
It could be, you know?
I mean, I get what you're saying. I think it has its added challenges, obviously. He had a guide with him. I don't think he did it by himself. Actually, let's say that, though.
You can't see where he's stepping. It's ridiculous.
No one does it by himself. You know, with all of these people that are climbing Everest, and again, as I sit here in my comfy studio chair talking about this.
Stretching up.
You got these Sherpas that are hoofing up and down these mountains, like, all the time, right?
Yeah, right.
They're hauling
it's
all the
not
gear
like it used to be.
No.
Not like it used to be. That's for sure.
Yeah, not like back in the you know, probably early 1900s where you just had some guy in a rope and a pickaxe, like, all right, I'm gonna go up that hill. I'll try and be back at a decent time. You know, yeah, now they got all the fancy gear and the Patagonia stuff and they're
back in the day where you were the one that made it the furthest because you passed the dead guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Of course, then you came up and you became the next dead guy, the next marker.
Like, exactly.
So like, close.
That's the last dead guy. Oh, God.
So close. I don't want to be the last dead guy. Another fun thing that we're learning about Everest is that it's shrinking because of global warming. I don't know if anybody knew that. So technically, if you get up there now, you still didn't get as high up as everyone else. So
right, Mount Everest. Yeah. It's like Hill Everest. That's what it is.
And it's just riddled with trash. It's just riddled with trash.
What is this?
We just ruined it.
God, humans suck.
So, boy, we did a good job with this. Hunter said it wasn't that impressive that a blind guy climbed Mount Everest.
We just ruined it somehow.
And now it's shorter, so if you do climb it, whatever. Big deal. Big whoop.
You can throw a football over it.
Yeah.
Dude, you know?
Yeah, you can Rico a football over that mountain. Anyway. All right, there you go. That is what happened on this day in history. Way back in 2001. So a blind guy, an old guy, and a priest climb up a mountain. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Noah Gordon Schwartz. Enjoy.